Hello, Red Wave. Welcome to Beware of Bulldogs podcast. Today, I got a special guest. Actually, I can call him a friend of mine now. Watched him. You have probably watched him play if you watch Fresno State basketball. My good buddy, Leo Colmario, the Brazilian. Leo, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me here. I'm doing good.
So, Leo and I have been talking for a little bit, and actually, Leo was gracious enough to introduce me to his family when they were here. We had a great time. Wonderful people. And this is no surprise to anybody. Some people may be wondering why Leo's here. Well, we want to talk to Leo, and I want to talk to Leo, kind of pick his brain, see what's going on in his world, because it's no surprise to everybody that, Leo, you are currently in the transfer portal.
Yep.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. So I want to talk about that, but I do want to hear about your time at Fresno State and what it was like playing basketball. So real quick, I haven't heard this from you yet. How did you go from Brazil to playing high school ball in the United States? I believe you were in Utah, right?
Yeah, I was in Utah, Wasatch Academy. Yeah. So,
how did you get there?
Yeah, so that was this guy named Walter Ruiz. So he used to work for the Jazz, actually. So I have an older brother, which is like he's 5 years older than me. So he was playing basketball at the time. And then I think he was probably like 16 or 17. This guy, Walter, invited him to come play with Adidas Nations camp in L.A. And then my brother came and stuff. And then I remember when it got to my age, when I was probably like 15, he started talking to me, and then I always had it was this idea of me coming to play basketball in high school and stuff, but he wasn't like, he didn't know a lot of high school at that time yet. So he took me to a camp in Italy, about like the European camp, but I was the only guy from South America there. So like, I was like, oh, this guy's nice. So he brought me there, and then I was in Italy for a camp, and then I went to the NBA camp in Bahamas. He was there too. And then after the NBA camp, he was like, oh, that's the school in Utah. Because I went to the camp with this guy from Brazil named Bernardo da Silva. He was there too at Wasatch for me. And then he went to the NBA camp for me. I met him there. And then he was like, oh, like you can go to play high school with him at this high school, Wasatch Academy, Utah. And then like he talked to my dad and stuff. And then we met my family. And I was like, because he gave me like 10 options. I think it was a school in LA, Riverside, Texas. And then me and my family was just like, oh, I don't know any English. So I barely just stay somewhere like middle of nowhere, where I can just focus more just on basketball. And then that's when I came to Utah. And then I got here, I think, 2017, my sophomore year in high school. And I did 3 years over there at Wasatch Academy. I graduated 2020. And then I got here at Fresno State when COVID hit. So that's my journey so far. journey so far.
No, man, it's quite the journey. You traveled a lot all over the world for basketball already.
No, crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that was crazy. Like, even at that time, like, just traveling, because, like, I remember the first camp I went was Italy, and I didn't know any English, like, no English. And then I remember I hopped on the plane to go to the camp. And then I remember I had a connection flight. It was Brazil to Portugal to Italy. And then when I got to Portugal, it was my first international flight. So I didn't know, like, you know, when you come down in connection flight and then you're supposed to, like, just go straight to security. And then you get your bags on your final destination. So when I got to Portugal, I was just like, I didn't know. So I was just tripping, wasting. Like, I remember I was there for like an hour or something, just looking around, what do I do? But thank God that was in Portugal. I was able to ask somebody in Portuguese, and then they helped me. And then I was like, no, you only get your bag in Italy. So by the time I looked, my name is getting called, and I got to go through TSA again over there, customs in Portugal. And I was trying to, like, cut their line, and I have to, like, say excuse and stuff, but I didn't know what to say to people. So I was just like, excuse me, flight. And I was just cutting through their line. And I remember there was this one guy, and I was trying to go. He was like, nah, hold on. And I'm like, I got to have a conversation with this guy right now. I don't know what to say. And then the adrenaline and rush, I'm just like, I was just showing him my boarding pass, the time. And then he just figured out, he's like, no, go. And then I made it. So I've been through a lot with this like airport things and don't know English. It was crazy.
Yeah, how did you get through camps and then high school not knowing English?
Yeah, so actually my high school, we were a boarding school. So like I probably like 80% of the students there was international. So we have a lot of like Chinese, like European kids. And then a lot of kids, well, their parents send them to like just to get a degree here. I mean, to graduate high school, and then they were trying to go to college. But my high school we was a private boarding school. So it was a lot of like the kids that was there, they had a lot of money. So like the teachers was pretty good though, because like most of the kids, because they get like in the 8th grade and stuff, and then since they're international, so that most of them they don't know how to speak English either. So they do a pretty good job in like teaching, like showing you how to like learn and stuff. But I think I remember I learned within like 6 months. I was kind of I already have like normal conversations, kind of, like beginner conversations.
That's pretty good. You're all learning together, so that makes it a little bit
Yeah,
easier.
yes,
Host
100%.
family with?
Not at there, because there we stay in the dorms. We just have dorms. But I did had a host family throughout after my sophomore year, throughout the summer, because I had to play AAU and stuff. And then I stay with them. And then to this day, now every time I go to Utah, I stay with them. That's my whole I have a host family, Carlos and Carrie
Oh,
Iglesias.
nice.
Yes.
That's good. The was the goal to come to the United States to play basketball and get a scholarship to play collegiate basketball? Was that the goal?
Yeah, that was my main priority for sure. Of course, the dream was make to the NBA, of course. But I knew it was like what I have to take it. And I always told my dad, like from the jump, like I'm going to have to get it. Like, since I'm already in America, why would I not just get it, trying to get to college and get a college degree there already? So
Right.
I think that, like I said, that I accomplished that.
Heck yeah, man. God. So what was the process like of you getting to Fresno? I heard the doorbell ring, so I'll let you grab it. But what was the process like of you getting to Fresno?
So my process.
It's all good. You could.
How I got to Fresno was so my last year AAU when I played PGM Vegas Elite, Fresno was the only school actually after the summer. They were just like calling me every day, like checking in on me. So I remember I came on my visit because I committed on my visit. A lot of people don't know, but like since I committed, like come to Fresno on my visit. So I came on my visit in September, I think. And then I was on my visit. It was pretty good. I think the football team actually played against Minnesota. It was a pretty good, it went to overtime. And then I remember after the game, I had a meeting with Coach Hutt and all the coaches, and then I committed because I felt it was just like Fresno was just the perfect place for me at the moment. It was like I felt like family, and then everybody treated me good, like the community. I felt loved, you know?
Now, when you get to Fresno and you start playing, what was the basketball like compared to I don't know, South American basketball? Well, I guess you've been in the United States for a little bit. But tell me about when you got to Fresno State and your basketball life at Fresno State early on.
For me, it was just more like adapt, be more different. Because I feel like for me, what I struggled with my freshman year at first, I remember from practice, it was just like I was sharing the ball over too much. Because like in high school, you just like you're more careless and stuff. So in college, you gotta be able to jump stop. I feel like it was something that I was struggling with at first. That's pretty much is more like adapt to the game, because like even here in college when I first got here, I was the skinniest guy, you know. So like playing against like older and stronger guys, that's what like working on every day makes me adaptive. Made me adaptive for sure. That's I say that the main difference for sure is I would say the game is faster here in America than Brazil, 100%. But the physicality wise, I feel like in Brazil, the game is more physical, I would say. Like, it's more dirty too.
I mean, you hear that a lot about. I mean, you hear about the European side of the game. I don't know a lot about South American basketball, but you know, it's slower, more physical. there's a lot more fundamentals. And, you know, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I don't know how much you know about the baseball world, but what's going on in the baseball world right now is the boys aren't getting a lot of practice in. They're just joining travel teams and they play games all the time. They're playing games. Mm-hmm. So they pick up bad habits and they don't have practices to get out of those bad habits. When you were growing up in South America, did you have, how often were you playing games compared to practice?
Oh, so in Brazil, we don't have AAU stuff like that. So I think our season goes from, I think it starts kind of like March, April, and then we play throughout like the whole year. So it goes all the way, I think, to like what, November, I'll say. So, but like we probably play like total, I would say probably what, like 30 some games. Because like usually like we have a break during the summer because like they make it they make the team take like probably like 2 or 3 weeks breaks because we get a break in the summer too for school. So with that, so I would say we probably play like once a week, I would say. Probably when I'm the kid up on the weekends. But it's not a lot of games though. We probably play in like 7 months, probably like 20 some, almost 30 games if you make it to the playoffs and stuff, you know.
Right. So would you say that you're practicing more than playing games over there?
Oh yeah, for sure. 100%. Yes.
I was just curious.
But I don't know about now though, because now things change over there. They have more like tournaments and stuff so that teams can participate. But on my team, we was more for sure, like it was more time in practice than playing games, like 100%.
Right. So at Fresno State, you committed. Hutt was the coach. I mean, we both know Hutt's not the coach there anymore. What was it like playing for Hutt? What was the dynamics between player and coach there? I mean, you go as deep or not as you want. I don't know. I'm curious.
Me and Coach Hutt, I would say we didn't have like a bad relationship. But it wasn't great because we always bump heads on the court, you know, because we both like passionate about what we does, and then I'm passionate about it. Sometimes like I feel like I wasn't wrong and he felt like it was wrong. Sometimes we used to argue and stuff. But I feel like it was great though. I don't have anything bad to say about Coach Hutt because our relationship who's outside the court is still good still. You know what I mean? Like he always treated me good, respect anything, everything. So play with him, it was interesting because like he's a defense coach. So if you're not playing defense, there's no chance. But for me, there wasn't no problem. Which for me, it was funny though, because before I got to America, I was for sure not playing no defense at all in Brazil. So like, I was just more offensive guy. And I got in high school, I had to play defense. So like, I started loving it in high school, playing defense and playing hard, which it carried me on. I talked from my high school coaches. They prepared me for college, and then I got here to college. It was funny to see like the teammates that like they didn't have the same like thinking. Oh, I'm gonna come to college. The same thing in high school. I'm just gonna play offense. And I ain't gotta play defense. And then you can see a lot in college that like a lot of guys that like I was able to see here at Fresno State that a lot of players that they when they came in first they think they're gonna score 30 points and they play no defense. And with Coach Hutt, like if you're not playing defense, like there's no way you're gonna score 10 points. You know what I mean? So. That was something that I had in my mind. I had to change for sure because Coach Hutt was a more defensive guy. But it wasn't really hard though, because most of the years we always had like a very system team. Cause I feel like my first 2 years had Orlando, so the ball gotta go to O. So I had to play around him. So it wasn't too bad. But the last two, it was just more like a lot of injuries on our teams, and then we wasn't a lot of like be able to practice a lot, especially my junior year. I think it was times that we had like 5 guys in practice because everybody else was hurt. And then last year, same thing happened, injury. But yeah, he was good.
Good. No, I like to hear that. I'm not fishing for anything bad.
I know. Trust me. I know you. You're good.
So defensively, you know, I think most basketball minds are curious. What was different about Hutt's style when you got there? Was it just the intensity? Because I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. I feel defense is mostly effort. Now, I know, like, you got to get help side. You got to get in passing lanes depending on what you guys are running and things like that. And you guys ran mostly man, but towards the end of this last year, you guys sat back in some zones. You played some high zones. So I don't know. Tell me what that was like playing for a defensive-minded coach and that change. You talked about how it was a change for you and a lot of other players.
Yeah.
But what made Hutt's defense different from other defenses?
I think for his defense, I feel like it's for sure about effort and then want to get us top, of course. But I would say just more like you just got to be smart, of course, because, like, you got to play out through, like, transitions and stuff. So to defense rotations and stuff. So so sometimes, like, of course, you're going to get blow by. I feel like most of the time they're like, well, he was pretty good at it. He was, like, teaching us how to, like, rotate. So, like, he was something that, like, I learned quick with him was, like, oh, like, this, that, if the guy come out of the paper roll this way, I got the low man, got to rotate this way. Oh, I got to do this. I got to start here. You know what I mean? It's more, like, position-wise. I feel like he's a master on that for sure. So, I think, like, I'll give him his props for sure. On the defense end, he was more, like, he knows it depends. Always depends on, like, what the other team, pros and cons for the other team. So, let's say if you have a play against Utah State a couple of years ago, we said pretty good shooters. We're going to have to make them drive to the basket. Like, you know what I'm saying? Take tough twos. But when we play against San Diego State, we see they have the same defense as us. You got to switch and just, like, know the plays. So it's just more like those type of things that we would do a lot and be able to play both. This, I think, like, zone this year, we just played zone because it was more because we have no bigs. And then he didn't try to make us, like, get tired because he has no subs. And then I think, like, for me, it helped a lot because sometimes in the 2-3, I was there in the middle just, like, resting because playing zone and fighting against the 5-man wasn't a joke.
Oh, no, especially when you got to go against Great Osabor at Utah State. Exactly. But I will say, you guys played them tough both times.
I know. We should have had them both times. So that's great, especially in the tournament, too. Oof.
Okay, you told me this, and I might throw you under the bus here. And I know, and did Coach Hutt say to foul?
Yeah, he did. He definitely did in the timeout. He said it multiple times. Make sure you foul, which he didn't.
So there you go. There you have it. And I know you were right. Luckily, they didn't call a foul on you because it looked like you did foul him when he on
honestly,
the shot.
Honestly, I did. It was such a weird because, like, since, like, I remember, like, in my head, I'm going to give you my personal, like, thought during the game. So when he called a timeout, we was like, okay, Lockheed's got a foul. So the guy catched the ball, and I see he keeps, like, he caught it on the banana cup, and he kept going. And then I seen the guy set the screen, but, like, I'm guarding a 5-man. So in my head, I'm like, why would I be up there? You feel me? And then so I'm like, I'm step back. Like, I'm two step backs, I think, from the screen. And then Jilla gets cracked. Cause, like, I call him, I was like back screen, but you can hear, like, the last minute of the game, so he got cracked, and then the guy, I was going to foul him, but he was already in on his motion to, like, shoot it, so, like, I didn't want him to be, like, in any position, like, oh, I put him, sending him to the free throw line. I was like, he got to make this to win. So when he literally, like, gathered, and then I just put my hand up, and then I touched him, so, like, my chest kind of went like this. So he when shooting motion hit my chest. So I was like, boom. And then I hit him. He just, like, changed his shot. And I look, I was like, you know, like, when you, like, the ball goes, like, slow motion kind of type of thing. And I look up, I was like, no way you're going to make this, bro. And the ball hit the backboard. Boom, boom, and I was like, nah, no way. And then I remember, like, the whole thing, the whole energy just, boom, went down. Like, nah. But
yeah, that momentum went down.
I could have fouled, though. I should have fouled at first. But you were just like, they in this, like, indecisive, like, split second, I was like, foul or no foul? I wish I didn't foul. Yeah, I got into the shot, but
right,
it was me and Jalen foul for sure.
Hey, man, all good.
All good. Hey, live and learn.
Yeah. I hope you guys learn from it. All right. So, I mean, you guys had, well, to be honest, you guys had a rough season and regular season, but then you guys got to the tournament. Postseason tournament, Mountain West tournament, and you guys come out and you guys came out hot against Wyoming. You guys look great. And then That's when you played Utah State again and go to overtime with them again. You guys looked really good in the Mountain West tournament. What was that? I mean, watching you guys all year, I knew you had it in you. Like, that, there's this switch that just needed to be flipped. It finally happened. The Mountain West tournament. What was that? Talk me through the team, the locker room.
Even the vibe was different in Vegas. I just feel like even on the trip going to Vegas, after we lost senior night, I remember we have a players meeting, and then we were all talking like, bro, like, you know, they got like four more games left in the tournament. Let us make it work, because like nobody really believed in us. So we're just like, why can't I be us? You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like the mentality on the whole locker room changed for some reason in the last couple of games. It should have been before 100%, but for some reason, like, we all came together, the couple guys that was playing, then we just, like, I feel like everybody played harder
in that tournament. Yeah, you guys look great.
You know what I mean? Like, even our defense rotations, all types of things. So, like, I think that clicked, which made us, like, so, like, if we're getting stops and then everybody's scoring, I feel like what happens, like, we get more energy to play defense. And I feel like everybody have a good tournament. So, like, everybody was scoring, and they was able to play good D, I feel like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. It was a lot of fun to watch. You just need, you know, if you guys weren't plagued with injuries, it would have, you know, who knows what would have happened.
Who knows what, that's facts. That's true.
Yeah. So now we have a new coach comes in. Coach, you've seen Coach Wahlberg's hired. I'm sure you've had conversations with him. But I want to know, what is life like in the transfer portal? I've never talked to anyone in the transfer portal. Tell me, what is it like?
So, okay, life in the transfer portal. It's nothing like different. It's just like, especially this year, I feel like, because since there's a lot of kids, you know, a lot of players in the portal right now. So, which, like, I feel like depends what type of player it is. It could be a slow, or it could be coaches hitting you up all the time, all day. But for me, I just be here chilling, and then I get calls here and there, texts and stuff, but it's nothing like different than like, oh, like, you know, I gotta do that, like, I gotta do this meeting. But life is pretty chill, and I had a pretty good conversation too with Coach Wahlberg too.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you wanted to share or not, so I was gonna let you do that if you want.
We had a good conversation. We had a pretty good conversation. I just told him, like, he knows that I just don't know my decision yet. But which I want to do soon. But he was a pretty good conversation. It was a pretty good conversation.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. Now, when you're looking at other schools in the transfer portal, you know, a lot of the guys in Fresno. By the way, I'll finish my thought. A lot of guys in Fresno from your Fresno State team are in the transfer portal right now. Mm-hmm. And Ducell's even testing. He's trying to get feedback from the NBA. What he needs to be like that, and if he's got a shot, take it. But when it comes to the transfer portal, what are you looking for? Is it playing time? Are you looking for NIL deals? What are you guys, and you speak for yourself, guys that you know, what exactly are you looking for? Just a good fit overall, a coach you like? What are you looking for?
For me, for myself, what I'm looking for my last year is just more like a coach that, like, believe in me as a player, you know? Like, I feel like I can I already proved enough that I played good enough defense for the past 4 years. Just more like a coach that believes me offensively. And then, of course, the NIL depends, like, what's your average is. Of course, the NIL – I feel like that's the main thing that gets a lot of recruits nowadays, where the kids are going, where their money at. But for me, it's just more like I need to play, you know what I mean, to prove something. So it's just more like what I'm looking for my next year is just more like playing time. Of course, I want to play right away. And then a team, a coach that I believe me. I want to be like one of the main pieces too in offensively, man, you know. So that's something that I'm looking for. And just have fun, because I'm trying to go pro. So I'm trying to have a good last year. So I can carry on.
Heck yeah, man. You got to put that film together.
Exactly.
And you know what? Exactly. You know what's not bad film is 30 points in a game. So, that was a good game. What was that game like?
But It was funny because I remember that my first possession, I think I had a floater. They call it ISIS. They threw me a dumb down floater, and I remember I shot that floater and I missed it. I was like, oh, it's gonna be a long night. When I play against Vega, I was like, because I usually don't miss those floaters. So I was like, oh damn, it's gonna be a long night. And then with me and Zay finally clicked in the pick and roll, and then they never changed the coverage, so it worked. But I felt like I didn't know, it felt really light. Like, it was surprised when I look up, I had 16 in the first half, and I'm like, oh, it was just more like easy bucket. So I was like, it wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh damn, I had to work for my 30, but like, it was a 30 though. You feel me?
It doesn't matter. You got the 30. No, when it comes to you like that, I believe it. I had a lot of fun watching that game, man. That was a great one. So fun. You're still won. What's that?
I said, I wish we had won that game too, but
yeah, well, that's yeah. That I wasn't gonna bring it up. So you're still in Fresno right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's school going? Are you finishing up school in Fresno?
Yeah, so I'm finishing up. I'm gonna graduate next month right now in mass communication journalism. So now I'm just finished up. I already finished my major classes, so now I'm just taking some GEs just for credits. So now I'm just here at home. I go my workouts in and then go to class. I have class throughout the week still. So I gotta be here in Fresno. So gotta finish there, graduate, and get one more degree.
All right. And another question about the transfer portal that brought something up and reminded me. What's it like being around, you know, I'm sure you're all buddies with your teammates and you want the best for each other. Totally get that. And that's what it should be. But what's it like? What's the relationship for guys that are, you know, staying in Fresno and then the guys that are in the transfer portal looking to go elsewhere?
We're still the same. Everybody, I feel like this year was funny though. At first, like we wasn't, we all clicked, but like outside of basketball, we all had, like, of course, y'all got our certain groups. And then towards the end of this year, everybody, I remember even the hotel in Vegas, like we should be one time in the room. Everybody together hanging out. I thought that's something that I carry on. And then right now, even like the guys that are staying, the guys that are in the transfer portal, we all still hanging out. Like we go to the pool plaza, we all talking about it because everybody be asking about it because everybody getting recruited. So we all be talking about, oh, what does school say? What does other school say? That's conversation that we be having against among each other.
I mean, one of the cool things that, you know, I get to do this, I get to talk with you guys. I built a relationship with you this year. And so I hate to see you guys leave, but I want to see the best for you guys. So if there's a better opportunity for you, I obviously want you to do what you need to do to further your career.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, hey, I'm just saying what's stopping you guys from coming and playing. And now that you're all close together now and you coming off a hot streak of the Mountain West tournament, I mean, hot as in like you guys played well. Uh-huh. So
we did.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it is more of a, like what you think was best for yourself. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I feel like everybody goes through their head. Like I feel like most all of us, like they say, oh, we all want to come back, but it's just like at the time we just don't know like what's best for us. You know? Because some guys like got 3 years, some guys got two. I only got one more year left. You know? I don't want to just waste one more year. So I still don't know. We don't know. We'll see.
Right. Well, man, I wish the best for you. And, you know, I want to support you. And how can we, everyone listening, how can we support you? Because I'm going to cheer for you wherever you go. If you come back to Fresno, you know I'm going to be there.
Yes, sir.
So wherever you go, like, I don't know, I might have to, you know, go buy another school's jersey or a hat to wear around my boy Leo's team. But how can we support you?
Honestly, just for following me in my career, just like my social media stuff, I feel like even like to have people that always reach out for me for like high school or even back in the day, or go to school in Brazil, and I always get a responding on that. I feel like that's the main way. Just, you know, wish me good things, pray for me and my family. That's all I can ask. All the support I can ask for everybody, to be honest.
Well, I will definitely do that, man. We'll keep you in my prayers. I did see that you were helping out Jermaine the other. Mm-hmm. I know when I was in high school, I did some work with Jermaine, and you helped out all the kids there in his program yesterday. Mm-hmm. So you're still, you know, helping out the kids locally here. So I just want to say thank you, first off. And two, tell me, what was that like? How was that?
It was pretty good because, like, at first he was like, he called me. He's like, hey, Leo, what are you doing today? And I was like, I'm just chilling. And he's like, what are you doing at 7? I'm like, I'm good. He's like, come pull up to my gym. There's going to be a couple kids there. I don't know how many, but just come. And I'm like, I was like, okay, bet. So I went there yesterday. I wasn't expecting being like a whole, you know what I mean? They was having an AAU practice. So like, it was a lot of kids, middle school and high school there. So I'm like, oh, I got surprised. There's a lot of kids. And then he called me there. He's like, I just want you to just like, you know, just tell them about yourself. And then just like trying to give them a motivation, something like to stay in a good tracking life, because for them, he told me like they see me that I made it, which I think I made it anything anywhere. But I see like something for them, like just have aspirations to like get to college and play sports. And then it was a pretty good experience. I was there. I got there 7. I was there probably like for three and a half hours, just like interacting with them, playing basketball. It was pretty good because Fresno for me, it's a big part of my life because I got here 2020. So I pretty much learned how to like, because I learned how to be a man here, like everything, like learn how to pay bills here because I didn't have anybody. So Fresno, I was going to have like a special place for me, and especially the community, the kids, like I had nothing to like say that back against the fans, the community, because everywhere I go, everybody that knows basketball, they always treat me good. Like restaurants, everybody always treating me good every night. So I always, every time I have an opportunity to give back to the kids and stuff, like camps or anything, I'm always down to participate. So
I appreciate it, man. I really do. Thank you. And I mean, if to the people listening, if you haven't met Leo, I mean, his smile is contagious. He's a great guy and his family is awesome. I know your cousin's with you in Fresno as well. Another great guy. He's I would consider
Lo,
him.
Lo is actually right here.
Lo, what's up, Lo?
He said, what's up, Lo?
What's going on, man? My brother.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have a great family, man. I wish nothing but the best for you and your family and Lo. I know Lo's got a golf tournament this Saturday, so.
Well, I mean, you got a golf tournament.
Hey, and I, by the way, I've seen you guys swing a golf club. Don't film
I'm
that.
Better. I need some lessons, though. I promise you, my next time, I'll be better.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about that you feel like you need to share on here about Fresno, Red Wave, Fresno State basketball, anything like that that I didn't get to?
No, nothing really. It was just, I'm not saying goodbye yet, but it's just
it's a, more of a see you later.
Yeah, you're just more like, I don't know. I said I make my decision yet if I'm going to come back or not. So I can't say like, thank you, bye, Fred. But you know what I mean? Thank Fresno because I don't know. Maybe I can come back next year. So you're just more there, like, you know, it's the right way. Everybody, this is support. They gave it to me. I feel like I already said it. It was nothing but like, but love on that side with them. So.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to wherever you're at, man, supporting you and watching you. Whether, I mean, selfishly, Fresno or wherever you're at. So, Leo, thanks again, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we will talk soon.
Yes, sir. You stay in touch.
All right, man. Go Dogs.